Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to USA Prepares. This is Kathy, and I'm filling in for Vince today. And I want to thank Jason for engineering the program. And Sharon will be joining me today, and hopefully we can teach you something about saving money and some of the things that we've done. Sharon and I always have wonderful conversations, and I always learn from her. So welcome, Sharon. How are you?
Well, good morning. I'm doing pretty well. Well, before we start, can I just address something really quick? It's not exactly on our class, but if that'd be okay?
Absolutely.
This time of year, I just wanted to comment that, you know, a lot of people are really happy and excited, and other people are stressed but excited. And then there are a fair amount of people out there dealing with depression. And I just want to encourage people that they're not alone, that there's others struggling, and just please be kind to yourself and rest if you need to. And just to remember that, you know, life is a journey and sometimes it's really hard, but there will be better days ahead. And if you're really feeling despair, please reach out for help. You can always call 988. And there'll be people help you, and you can also go online. And if you put in coping techniques for depression, they give a lot of ideas of how maybe you might be able to cope better. But I just would like to encourage people, even though it might be a really hard season, not to give up, because we have experienced someone who did. And so just try to hang in there and realize that this isn't the end, that there could be better times. But and that you're really important, and you really make more difference to people than you probably know. Anyway, not to be down, but it is true. I actually have a friend who's struggling right now, and so I just wanted to acknowledge that and to just keep going on, because there will be better days. But we can go back to our class if you would like. How would you like us to start, Kathy?
Well, I think that was a nice introduction, Sharon, and it is true. This is a tough time for a lot of people. And, you know, I think if you have faith and you can reach out to people, maybe get into organizations that you have some caring friends or family, that helps a lot. Sometimes a good conversation with a trusted friend, or like you said, reaching out to a helpline is wonderful. So those are some very, yeah.
Yeah, think what you would do if it was your brother, your sister, or your friend. What would you want them to do? You would want mm-hmm. them to be brave and reach out for help, because you wouldn't want to lose them. So it's kind of negative, but it's real. There's a lot of people out there that are struggling at this time. But there is help. It might not feel like it, but there is help. So
that's true.
We discussed a lot of topics. Where would you like to go? And by the way, my voice is a little bit croaky today. Hopefully it won't be too bad. I don't know why I woke up that way. But
Okay.
Go forward.
Well, Sharon, let's start out as some of the things that we had talked about. I think one of the things you had talked about is some of the meals that are easy to do. I'll give a couple of mine if you want to get a couple of yours. And to have them where when you have one of them days, you have an unexpected appointment, things aren't going well, you got home later than you should have, and if you have these things, it takes the pressure off of having to, what am I going to make for dinner? So So if you want to give maybe two or three of yours, and I'll give a couple of mine and what I do, and then we can go on. We wanted to talk about some products that I have found that I have bought. They're not expensive, but those are helpful. And we just had a good conversation where we had all kinds of tips. So I have like a whole page, but let's start out with our meals and some of the things like you had talked about your, I think it was your taco dinner, Sharon, that you had talked about.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can do a lot with, soft tacos or even corn. I tend to like the soft flour better. But you can make tacos really quick, but then, a lot of it is, part of it comes down to having stuff on hand that you can do it with. And we were also talking, I'm branching just a little bit, but in order to know what you want to have on hand, it helps if you write down the foods you like to enjoy to eat, and then you see what the ingredients are and then try to keep those on hand. For me, I can make soft tacos really quick. I have canned hamburger, but you could even fry up hamburgers quite quickly. Even if it's frozen, you can microwave it a little bit and then fry it up. And then I throw my seasoning on, and while that's going, I have the tortillas wrapped in foil. Well, I actually heat them on the pan now, which is two of us. But when we had kids, I wrapped them in foil and put them in the oven. And then I put the taco seasoning in, and I had cheese I grated up, and we like olives and some onions. And if I had tomatoes, I cut them up, and so I use salsa. But I can have a meal in about 15 minutes. And that's probably quicker than it takes to go through a drive-thru and you know what you're eating. And so we do that. Or even to me, spaghetti can be made within a half hour. I make my own sauce, but you can just buy it. You just heat up the spaghetti, maybe fry up some hamburger if you want, and put the sauce in, heat it. And by the time the spaghetti is done, you put the sauce over and you can eat and heat some kind of vegetable on the side. There are a lot of things you can make really quick. You just have to use your mind. I'll tell you, YouTube can be your friend. You Google quick meals, and they'll give you all kinds of ideas you would never have thought of. And if you just have a few ingredients, you can put those in and ask for a meal, and they'll give you ideas what you can make with those ingredients. I have cookbooks. I love them. But I actually go to Google a lot for quick things like that. Or actually YouTube. I just do it on YouTube. They show you. And they can give you all kinds of ideas. So, you can really save money, but you can also know what you have in your food. And they have so many chemicals in the food. It's kind of funny. My daughter's been, she's a single mom and works. And so she's known to pick up some of that quick stuff on the way home. And I had ability to bring some meals to her for a while because she hasn't been helping her work on her new place. And she was eating regular home-cooked meals for about 2 weeks. And she said, my stomach doesn't hurt anymore. So I don't think we acknowledge the detriment of eating all the chemical stuff, bought, prepared stuff. And I'm not saying you can't have it once in a while. I'm not a purist. But I think you're a whole lot better off eating your own healthy stuff that you know what's in it. And I know you'll save money if you do it right. What are some of your ideas, Kathy? You have some, too, we were talking about.
Well, I like to batch cook when I can. Like if I'm going to make vegetable soup or chicken soup, spaghetti sauce, chili, all kinds of soups that freeze really well. I've been known to brown up like ground beef, and then I I flash freeze it, and then I put it in a food saver bag. That way, I'll do like a half a pound or a pound, mostly a pound because that's typically what you use. That way, if you need to make something like you said with tacos, that freezes well, and I make goulash with that. I also have recipes that you don't have to have things like defrost anything. Like I've got a recipe for taco lentil soup, and it makes a big crock pot, and it's basically like lentils and crushed tomatoes and. You can use your own beans or canned black beans and salsa and peppers and onions, and it takes about 20 minutes to put it in there, and then that freezes really well. So that's lunches or that dinners for, for if it was just me, that'd probably be like 8 or 10 dinners. It makes a big crock pot full, but you can adjust the recipes. You can also do things like, let's say you have smoked sausage. You can warm that up, and then you can have rice, or you could do, like I always do, when I'm baking something, I'll put in like 6 baked potatoes, 8 baked potatoes, or potatoes for baking, and then I'll do, if I've got sweet potatoes, I'll do those, or if I got a squash, I'll just do a whole bunch. And then it's like, oh, well, I can have the squash as a side dish, or I can have the sweet potatoes as a side dish. And it just makes meals go together when you batch cook. Same thing like you said, Sharon. I make my own spaghetti sauce. I use my own canned tomatoes, and I use onions, celery, green pepper, garlic, and all that. And then I freeze that. But if you were in a pinch, hey, you can just use, like, the marinara sauce in a jar and cook spaghetti, and you'll be done in like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a meal. And like you could do potato pancakes. Those are easy if you got a lot of potatoes. But I think some of it is look around at what you have. What do you have in your refrigerator? We call it a must-go day. We have it like once a week where I go in and go, oh, this has got to go, and this has got to go. So what can I make from that? And you really eliminate a lot of food waste, because even though I try to be really aware, I still have stuff that gets pushed to the back of the refrigerator. And occasionally I have to throw something away because I just completely forgot about it. So those were some of the things that I did. I'm sure that as we talk, we can do more. But a couple things I wanted to mention before we go into, like, some of our how-tos is I was doing some searching the web, and there are shortages. Now, they seem to be, sometimes they're not really nationwide in some things. It just seems to be certain areas. But what I'm hearing some people saying, and this was kind of, they listed the states they were from, and this is going through the parts of the country, and they were talking about a mold. And they were finding mold in heavy cream, ricotta cheese, sour cream, milk. Even like one lady had pizza crust that had mold on them. Another one had those refrigerated biscuit mixes or rolls that you get, like, you know, the crescent rolls. Or she opened 2 of those, and those had mold on them. So, you know, that's one thing I want to bring to people's attention, that maybe they should, like, really check that out and make sure they're not moldy. The one thing you can do for milk is you can add, like, when you open it, add a pinch of salt, just a pinch. That seems to help it last a little longer. And what I did, especially in the summer, and I still do it now, is I have 2 big, they're freezer bags, and they kind of stand up on their own. They're not like the foil-looking kind. They're actually insulated. And I'll throw a couple ice packs in there. And when I go grocery shopping, then I'll put my milk in there or anything from the freezer, even the frozen vegetables, because it seems like, you know, then it all keeps it colder together. But I found that by doing that, I have a lot less problems with milk. And I do that at the end of the shopping. Instead of going to the dairy first, I go get, maybe I need to get, you know, beans or flour or things on the center in the middle of the store, then I'll go and get my colder stuff after that. So, you know, those are things that I wanted to mention. And then they were talking about bad food. Like one lady said the pasta at Aldi's had bugs coming out of it, even though it was before the Best Buy date. So we'll continue when we get back from the break.
Okay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Oh, welcome back. This is Kathy, and I'm with Sharon, and we were talking about food going bad and a couple other things that I had read about. People were commenting, and I've experienced this myself, with celery and broccoli. One lady said she had aphids all over it. Other people said you get it home, and it just doesn't seem to last as long. So, Sharon, I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, or have you seen that?
You know, I haven't really, but I do think you just need to be aware. It doesn't seem like they're being as attentive to the food. It might be it's being stored too long. I don't know. I just checked my stuff over, but we were laughing like the other when we talked the other day. I decided I wanted a celery, and you know where you put like cream cheese or peanut butter in it, little celery boats. And so I went to the store, and I didn't have the chance to go to the store that I like to go best because it's a better deal. But I went in and I'm looking at them. I'm picking the biggest celery plant that I could. It's like, why would I buy the small one when they're all the same price? So, but I think it's just being attentive. And the interesting thing is that a lot of people think, why care? Like my kids, they're good. They know how to do a lot of stuff, but they would just grab one. Okay. But to me, all that stuff adds up over time and you don't realize it. If you save a dollar a day, at the end of the month, you save $30, and $30 you can do something with. And people who say they're on a tight budget, which a lot of people are, sometimes minimize how much will add up a little bit here and there. And that's why we advocate having a stocked up pantry. And it can take a while to do. If you want to get some ideas, you can go online and Google stocked up pantries or something. There's a lady that says her name goes by Mindy, M-I-N-D-Y, me, and she has two videos that get you started from if you have nothing in your house. And they'll show you what she thinks is most important, because in order to make these quick meals, you have to have your basics on hand. But it doesn't take that much to get the basics on hand. And if you are stocked up, you'll save money, you'll have more peace of mind, you'll reduce your stress, and you'll have a lot more options. And I think this last couple of years when they shut everybody down, who would have ever thought they could do that? It was great for us. We stayed home for 3 weeks because my daughter was a nurse in the ER, and in ICU, and she told me to stay home because I've gotten old and have a few health issues. And we didn't have to worry about it. We had everything we had. I mean, I didn't have fresh salads, but we had vegetables and we had everything. We just rolled through with not needing a thing. And that's a really good peace of mind. And you keep reading every winter where there's power outages or other issues like that. So just having a well-stocked pantry pays off for multiple ways. But Kathy and I can assure you can save hundreds and thousands over the year of dollars of food. And so I just try to be aware of what I'm buying and look, but I just I like to dehydrate stuff. And they just had a bunch of mushrooms marked way down because they've gone real high. So this morning I was actually slicing them up and putting them on my dehydrator because dehydrated mushrooms are great. They're just as good as candy. Throw them in whatever you're going to use, and by the time it simmers, they've reconstituted. And I save a lot of money that way. You know, generally it's just a little bit of saving money because we're always into that. But there's a reason we do this. It's not to make your life more complicated. It's actually to make your life easier once you get used to it. There are some really good baking sales right now if you watch. And you should compare your different store ads, because I just got the ads yesterday, and one store is 70 cents more for the same item on sale than the other. And you might think, well, what's 70 cents? But if you bought five of them, that's $3.50 you save. And like before Thanksgiving, they had butter with a coupon for $1.99. Right now, the shelf price for just the regular store brand at Kroger is $4.19. So every pound of butter I bought, I saved $2, over $2. And those $2 actually add up over time. So I think I ended up getting probably 10 pounds and by going back. And so that's over $20. And you can do something with $20. You can stock up. You can buy other things that are on sale. And right now they have a lot of some baking stuff. They have vegetables. They have pasta. They have quite a few things on sale right now, and they all store. You can't really store your fresh stuff. We were talking about that. You're kind of stuck with that. If you want fresh stuff, you're going to have to pay for it. And they do have apples on sale, though, and they have pomegranates. I got our store. I like pomegranates. My two granddaughters adore them. And so they had four pomegranates for $1, and they're just in the markdown. So I bought quite a few, and the girls and I will enjoy having pomegranates when they were up to $2 a piece before they marked them down. So all those things save money, and pomegranates actually will store for a while as long as you don't keep them in a hot place. But
people often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Three people were killed and one is expected to survive after a gunman opened fire on the University of Nevada Las Vegas campus yesterday. It happened around lunchtime Pacific. The suspected shooter was quickly killed by university detectives in a shootout. ABC News is reporting the deceased suspect is 67-year-old Anthony Polito. Polito had applied for a professor position at UNLV, but was denied. He had previously worked as a professor in North Carolina and Georgia. A search of his home in Henderson, to the southeast of Las Vegas, was conducted last night. Sources indicate the victims who were killed were faculty or staff members. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says she loses sleep over President Biden's ability to handle foreign threats. On the News Nation and final GOP presidential debate this year, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis warned the United States needs to be ready to defend Taiwan against China. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back. Sharon, did you want to finish what you were saying?
I'll skip. I didn't hear any music. I'm sorry. My connection is not real great today, so that kind of caught me off guard. Sorry. Go ahead and share what you want. I don't even know where it cut out because all of a sudden it came talking. My connection is just a little bit rough, but we'll make it.
Okay. There's one thing that I am going to buy. Actually, I asked for it for Christmas. It's, you use it for your lids when you take them off your canning jars. It's called a lid lifter. And, you know, and typically I just use a can opener, one of the regular old hand can openers. but it bends the lid. This little tool, you put it on the lid and it lifts it off without bending the edges. So because I use my lids over. I mean, I don't use them for canning over, but I use them for when I'm when I'm vacuum sealing something. And then I also use them like when I make my freezer jam. But when you're vacuum sealing them, if you have a crimp there, sometimes it won't seal right or it won't stay very long. So I found it online. I saw them during the summer and they were like $25. And I thought, no, I'm not spending that kind of money. And then I did a search recently and it was, I think it was like 7 or 8. So that would save you on canning lids. So that was one thing I'm going to try. And when I get it, if I like it, I will say something about it. The other thing that we wanted to talk about was why do we want to stock and are using your pantry? Sharon touched on it, but like I just recently cleaned out part of my pantry and I cleaned out my freezer. I found all kinds of stuff that I had forgotten. So I had one shelf that I put everything there. And then in my pantry, I made like a little list and I taped it to the shelf. Like, okay, you need to use up. Let's just say, for instance, I had rice or bulgur or flour or whatever the items were, then that gave me ideas to use up some of the things I had tucked in my pantry. And then a lot of times for me, if I have stuff that's kind of like, well, I grow celery. So I kind of forgot we were going to have one day that in the evening it got cold, even though I had it covered pretty good. It got a little bit, the frost got to it, let's put it that way. So it wasn't bad, but it wasn't the nice crisp that I had been using it for. So I cut it all down, and then I rinsed it real good. You scrubbed off, you know, any of the dirt in there and drained it. And then most of it, I could salvage some of it, but most of it I chopped it up in like 1-inch pieces and I put it in the freezer. And I have like 4 or 5 bags of that in there. Not big bags, like the little sandwichy quart-sized bags. And that way when I'm making soup, I can throw it in there. It's going to be fine. But with the celery, you can dry the leaves. Now, the leaves have a lot of flavor. Like in the store, they cut those off mostly. You'll get a few, but I learned that I take all the leaves and I dehydrate them. And you can freeze them, but to save space, I dehydrate them. And then whenever I'm making like a broth or even with soups, I'll crunch them up. And they just kind of, it's not like you can taste this or see this big leaf. They sort of dissolve in the soup. But I'll make it especially when I'm making stock. And then I had some celery that was just a little bit too far gone. So I probably had like 2 or 3 sticks that were real mushy. And I just chopped them up and I put them in when I cooked for the dog. I just gave those to her. It wasn't like they were spoiled, but it was something that, you know, you can't eat it. It was like too mushy. So that was the one comment I wanted to make on bringing things in from the garden or checking things at, you know, from the store. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was some of the shortages that seem to be going in and out around the country. Like one was salt. Some people say there's no salt. It typically comes back. But I would recommend stocking up. If you can buy, you know, Sam's and Costco have the 4-pound boxes. I would get 4 or 5 boxes and just store them away because, you know, you need salt for baking and, you know, all kinds of things, even bread or cookies or, you know, even a little bit in your food. Some people are salt-free, and I understand that, but salt is a pretty good commodity. Sugar is another one. There is a strike in Canada, and places in Canada have none. Some do, but there's some people writing, and they have no sugar anywhere. I mean, they've gone everywhere. And, you know, that's another thing. Like, I was thinking about it a lot when we had the lockdown. There are places that are unusual that carry food that most people don't think of. Like, Big Lots carries food. Menards carries some food. And there's just different places that you can go. It's not just your Kroger or your Meijer. So if there's certain things you're looking for and you have to get it, maybe kind of poke around in those stores too. A lot of times when I'm looking at a brand, I will try like an off-brand once and I'll say, geez, this is just as good. Or if I don't like it, I'll buy one item of it. Like, let's say you buy a can of spaghetti sauce in an off-brand or a different brand that's on sale. Then all you really need to do is try it. And I don't know if you do that, Sharon. If you do, I'm sure you probably buy a lot of the off-brands,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I actually do a lot of store brands. There's certain things, like when they had, way back when we first got married, my husband was into using Miracle Whip, and the store brands are not the same. But mayonnaise is pretty much mayonnaise, okay, unless you're a connoisseur with deli sandwiches or something. You probably won't know, and I use mayonnaise as an ingredient, like making potato salad or things like that most of the time. Ketchup is very similar. Now, maybe if you're really a connoisseur and you want a certain ketchup for your grilling hot dogs, I would suggest you buy that for when you're eating it and you can tell the difference. But if you're using it for a cooking ingredient, just buy the store brand. It's a whole lot cheaper. We were talking about, you know, we personally cook a lot from scratch, but even buying like the biscuit mix can save you money as opposed to buying biscuits that are already made. Okay. And so you can use the store brand biscuit mix. The ones I've tried have all worked just fine for what I'm using them for. If I ever use them, I hardly ever use them actually. But when my granddaughters come over, they want pancakes and I don't want to make a huge batch. So I'll use a biscuit type mix to make a batch. But, you know, you can actually take box soup, and there are soups on sale, quite pretty decent shelves right now. And you can add a few ingredients to it, and then you can put like drop biscuits on top, and you use biscuit mix. And you can have really quick meals that'll taste good. You basically have a biscuit pot pie. And so that's something to consider if you don't have time to cook a lot. And especially if you can get the soup on sale real cheap and if they're a smaller family. So we have five kids, so I was used to cooking a whole lot. In fact, I still overcook all the time because I'm not good for cooking just for two, okay? But if you're just cooking for one or two, that's actually a really nice little option. You could eat fairly inexpensively and quickly. And I always compare it to either buying prepared foods, which are really expensive in the frozen department as a whole, or going out to eat junk food. And so, to me, it'd be much better even if you bought the soup and made, you know, add maybe some extra vegetables or whatever you have around to make it a little more hearty, and then throw some biscuits on top and cook it. You would have a really quick, easy meal that wouldn't cost you very much. I mean, probably if you got the soup for around $1 and the biscuits, it might be $1.50. You know what I mean? Maybe. Depending on what you do. The important thing would be to check prices, but actually a lot of store brand stuff is good. You just, like you said, I would try one if it matters. Condiments probably don't really matter a lot, but some, like, if you buy cocoa mix, like I have a certain cocoa mix I like to have. I don't have cocoa very often, maybe once every couple weeks, but when I do, I like to enjoy it, and there's a certain kind I like. So I like to find it on sale, but occasionally I can't, and so then I'll just bite the bullet and buy it. And there's nothing wrong with that if you do occasionally, but I watch so many people, and I'm not trying to be judgmental. It's just an observation. You go to the store, and they just throw food in the cart, and they don't pay any attention to what they're getting as far as how much it costs. And then they go up, and they put on their credit card. And from what I understand, people are going way in debt on their credit card because they're not adjusting to the inflation we have. They're just charging it. And that, unfortunately, that's going to bite them in the end. And you can buy really good, healthy stuff just by being intentional. And when we were talking about a pantry stock stuff, you know, you'd want flour, sugar, butter, some basic stuff, maybe meat. But when you have stuff like that, you can put food together. And it isn't wrong to buy some quick things. Like, I actually buy some of those rice-a-roni things sometimes because we can get two meals out of that. and it makes a nice side dish for when I'm frying up or cooking up the meat or whatever. And I know I could make it, but for two of us, it doesn't really warrant me making it when I can get them on sale sometimes for 79 cents a box. And so I'm not opposed to that, but I do like to make most of my stuff from scratch because I don't like all the extra chemicals that are in the other food, and I can taste it because the fact, I think you do too, we cook a lot from scratch, so when we taste food that is prepared like that, we can taste the chemicals in it, and I know that's not ideal for me, but, you know, you have to pick and choose with your energy and time and what matters to you. Sometimes you can obsess over the tiny minute and forget the bigger picture. And so to me, if you can make a meal at home and not have to eat out or buy those expensive frozen meals, that's the bigger picture. And so there's a lot of really cool ways to make fresh stuff. Plus, you know, you and I, we like our crock pots. And actually, I was going to say, right now they have really good sales on a lot of kitchen appliances because people are getting them for Christmas. And I will say I have a crock pot because I got it in the markdown for, an Instapot, and I've used it three times. But I took a frozen roast out of my freezer, and within an hour, I had a really nice meal. It completely unthawed it, cooked it completely. And I thought, this is really cool. Now, it is the same thing as a pressure cooker, but you don't have to watch it. Okay, and that's what I was thinking. I thought I would use it maybe this summer more because I could put it in there and then go work in my garden, come back, and I don't have to make sure the pressure and everything is the same. So I think that that would be a very useful tool for people who are busy or come home and think, oh, man, I forgot to take this out. They could have a meal probably in less than 45 minutes using the Instapot, even if you have frozen meat in your freezer. In fact, I've seen videos where they do it in a half hour, but I haven't used mine enough to know all about that because I just usually use my crock pot or cook meals here. But that is something to consider if you're looking at getting a few things. You might even look into getting a bread machine. You know, Kathy and Vince have given some really good recipes for bread, and I've been playing around with my husband and I both have been playing around with mine that I have already. And there is something very rewarding about knowing bread cooking or baking and then eating it fresh, really good. And you can make some pretty good bread that can actually work out for sandwiches. Do you make sandwiches out of your bread from the bread machine?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
We're going into a break, Sharon. We'll be back.
Okay, thank you for letting me know.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Sharon, you were asking me about the bread. And, yes,
yeah,
I'm fine all the time. And I will say that yesterday I accidentally forgot to add yeast.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was like, you know, I was in a hurry because we were going to leave somewhere, and I thought, well, I'll get this in, and I thought I added it, and then I put it back in the refrigerator, so, but I do make those mistakes. But yeah, I do use it, and I mean, we talked about it before, Vince and I and you. You know, it's not as fresh like a couple days later, but it makes wonderful toast. It makes French toast. I've got like a little panini grill, and you can put garlic butter on there and warm it up. You can put coconut oil, and it just warms up the bread and softens it a little bit, makes those little lines on it. And it, you know, it takes bread that's a little bit getting a little dry, and it kind of revives it a little bit. And you can make croutons, and I know Vince uses it for the dogs, which is a great idea. So yeah, I mean, I have several because they're none. I mean, I think I only have one new one. The rest I've got at thrift stores or places like that, but they don't last forever. And I thought, well, you know, if I can get them a good quality one for inexpensive money, then I'll just use them that way. But bread is so expensive now. If you want to buy like whole grain bread in the store,
it's
really expensive.
It really is getting terribly expensive. And we always, you and I discuss all the prices because we know our prices, and it's just not up so much. I honestly, if you're on a tight budget, I honestly don't know how hardly people are making it if they have to buy straight from the shelf the regular price, because I rarely pay full price for anything. Like I said, I had to sometimes for my cocoa if I can't find it on sale. But I don't go through cocoa very much. I mean, I might be purchasing every 6 months or something, you know, not real. But it is really, really crazy. That's why if you can get sales and stock up on stuff that you know, it helps if you have a freezer beyond your fridge freezer. If you don't, then you're going to be a little limited. But you still can buy the meat on sale. I will recommend that you wrap it differently. if you just take the package of meat that you buy in the meat department and throw it in your freezer, it's going to freeze and burn in about a month or two. It's going to get really deteriorated. If you take it out of the package and wrap it in plastic wrap really tight, try and get all the air out, do it two times, and then if you have butcher paper and wrap it in that, you can. But if you don't have butcher paper, you can actually take newspaper and wrap it real tight and tape it down with, like, some masking tape. And then do mark on the package, like the masking tape, what you have in there so you'll know. But that will store for a very long time. When I use butcher paper, I've had some of our venison last for over 3 years in our freezers because you get all the air out. Vacuum packing is a great way, but not everybody has a vacuum packer in the bag. So if you don't, you just take your plastic wrap, wrap it super, super tight, get all the air out, and then wrap it in some kind of paper. Butcher paper's nice, but I know that newspaper will work pretty well, too. It's just to keep it from getting freezer burnt. And then you can store that for a very long time, and you can take advantage. They had, you know, they had chicken on sale really cheap, and you could take that and make it last a lot longer, and you could stuff that in your, if you're creative and intentional, you could actually get a lot in your refrigerator or freezer. You can. But it is going to limit you a little bit because you don't have a lot of room. But there's a lot of really good canned cells. You know, even having canned meat is handy. Sometimes the Dollar Tree, which is a dollar store now, still has pretty good sized cans of chicken meat. And they have some other meat. So kind of just know your prices. Because if you have all that stuff on hand, you can come home and put food together really quick. I mean, you can make chicken noodle soup if you have some chicken broth or even cream of chicken soup or something. And you have noodles and chicken, and you throw some seasonings and spices in, and you can cook it, and you can have a really nice, hearty chicken noodle soup, a lot cheaper than if you buy the little bitty cans and eat right away. And you could make some biscuits. And if you don't want to make them from scratch, you can take some biscuit mix and make some biscuits to go along with it. And I personally throw really small diced carrots in my chicken noodle soup. And then I also, because Cassie and I dehydrate everything, I have things like spinach powder and kelp powder, and I'll throw sometimes a little bit of that in. Not a lot, but just enough that it makes it more nutritious, but you can't really taste it. And you can have a really quick meal, what, 20 minutes to cook the noodles or something, you know? So there's a lot of stuff you can have. I'm actually moving into making more soup. Cassie's kind of motivated me to do that. I honestly haven't done a lot in the past. I prefer more of a chowdery type soup usually. But she has an amazing recipe for stuffed pepper soup. And I've already made it for two or three different events, and everybody likes it, and I like it. And so I'm actually learning to work more with soup because they are really good stretchers. And they're really hearty for it because they usually have vegetables and stuff in them. And they're kind of a one-pot meal. You can make a side of bread or biscuits or crackers or something like that. But, and then they also, a lot of them freeze really well, so you can put them in little containers. And it's lovely to have those little plastic containers, but you know what? You can put them in a cottage cheese container, put the lid on it, mark it on top with, like, masking tape and what it is, and it will last 2 or 3 months in the freezer just fine. And so sometimes we, as people, talk ourselves out because we don't have the, quote, perfect thing, the right thing, whatever. There are lots of ways to improvise. You can even put it in a jar.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.